Welcome to the Hacker News Daily for today, Tuesday, July 10th. Today in the news, Nissan admits internal emissions, test data was falsified, and simple, correct, fast, in that order. So let's look at the news. Top number one item, Nissan admits internal emissions, test data was falsified. It scored 570 points and raised 320 comments. Second up, simple, correct, fast, in that order. Seems to be coming from a personal blog post, scored 460 points and raised 310 comments. Number three of today, half of ICO's initial coin offerings die within 4 months after token sales finalized. An article from Bloomberg concerning all these like cryptocurrencies that are floating around at the moment. It scored 360 points and raised 280 comments. Number four, illegal production and use of banned CFC-11 in China's foam blowing industry. This article scored 350 points and raised 48 comments. Next up, choice of search engine on Android nuked by anonymous cohort from 2009. It comes from the website android.googlesource.com. It scored 260 points and raised 70 comments. Number six for today, Apple's shortcuts will flip the switch on Siri's potential. It's a TechCrunch article. It scored 230 points and raised 180 comments. Number seven, show Hacker News. Brosh, a modern text-based browser. So that's a showcase of Brow, Brow.sh. It scored 220 points and raised 60 comments. Number eight, how to analyze billions of records per second on a single desktop PC. It comes from a personal website, clemenswinter.com. It scored 190 points and raised 54 comments. Second to last, NLP's ImageNet moment, from shallow to deep pre-training. Comes from the website thegradient.pub, scored 180 points and raised 35 comments. And the last news for today, Glow, better reversible generative models. Comes from the website blog.openai.com, scored 177 points and raised 29 comments. So that was the Hacker News Daily for today, Tuesday, July 10th, and looking forward to seeing you tomorrow.